I went outside and started to sing.
Do you want to hear my alligator impersonation?
The crickets were doing the very same thing.
And they kind of sound like a bullfrog, so it may fool you if you've never heard a gator croak in the night.
That's true. Okay, well, if you missed it, we had a cricket impersonation the last segment, but let's move onward and upward in the Rosie on House programming by welcoming Susan into the conversation, who has earned her angel wings for her patience this morning in getting on the program. Good morning, Miss Susan.
Good morning. I have a flip house that I bought a number of years ago. And it comes with a deck. The redwood railing or banister around it, it has some kind of an orange sealer on it. And then some of the areas of the deck have dime to dollar-sized patches of decaying sealer, different color, while 75% of the deck is gray and bare, and the wood has thin, long cracks, maybe anywhere from 6 inches to 2 foot long cracks, little thin ones. We have a can of that all-purpose famous sealer that starts with the letter T, but I don't know if that's a good brand to use, and I want to use something good up here because, you know, we've got the snows in the winter and all that.
Yeah. I tell you what, Susan, what you're dealing with, the orange, is probably a stain sealer that was used, okay? And then the areas that are peeling off were probably a surface topical sealer that were used. And what we're going to want to do is, at the start, we're either going to want to sand or power wash everything to get it all as clean as we can. Sand the areas that the power wash doesn't take off. Once you power wash, we'll have to let it all dry really, really well for a couple days, or maybe, you know, if it's a second home for you up in Prescott, power wash it one weekend, sand it the next weekend, and then we'll seal it the following weekend. There are a couple products I like. Wood Life is one. CWF Wood Life. It's a, whatever you put on it, Susan, you want it to be a penetrating oil. Not a topical sealer. The product you currently have in your hands is more of a topical sealer. It is not the right product for you to use.
I'd say to that. I heard that.
I know exactly the product you've got in your hand. Step away.
Yeah.
Step away from the bucket, Susan. Step away from the bucket.
Tell my husband back off, huh?
Back off. Back off, husband.
And isn't Woodlife under the PPG umbrella now?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Stains are always better than sealers because of what you're talking about. Eventually, moisture works its way between a sealer coating and the wood. A stain that goes into the grain is always a better option.
And if you get that with a tint to it, which you might want to do, it does help in fighting off some of the aging effects of the ultraviolet rays as well. Clear Wood Life is fine, but we've gotten to where we really like to get it in the pigmented, tinted color, and it's penetrating color. It's not just a topical. Where do you live in Maricopa County, and the Prescott home is a second home?
Actually, it's a pretty good deal. This is my home in Prescott, my hometown, and
okay.
I met my husband in the valley, and he has a house down there, so tisk, tisk. We summer here and winter there.
Nice.
That is pretty sweet.
Very nice. You're in a good setup.
Yes.
All right. Well, the PPG paint stores can certainly help you, lining you up with the right product. It's the one paint manufacturing company we've aligned ourselves with. Haven't tested any of their equipment that I don't like. Their products are unbelievable. Jennifer says their paint goes on like butter. They're one of the largest coating. They've got a research and development team that's as big as most other paint companies all by themselves. So get a hold of the PPG paint store nearest you. You can find them at ppg.com. The paint store up in Chino Valley sells them. I know that for sure. And then they've got about 11 locations here in the valley and across Tucson. Susan, thanks for the call. That was a flipped home she bought.
How could you tell?
She said that.
Oh.
She said, I bought a flipped home.
I missed that part.
And we've got Ken and Judy and Shelley online, but Jennifer says she took a call offline about someone that bought a flipped home.
Almost.
This was actually on Facebook. She commented that her son had gone was ready to buy a home, and when they had it inspected, the electricity was done so poorly that it was dangerous. So they bailed on the house, which is a good deal.
It's one of the problems we see with these unlicensed contractors doing flip homes is they expand the capacity.
Well, they're not contractors.
That's true. Thank you. They expand the capacity of the electrical system beyond the point that it's safe, and they bury junctions in the wall. That receptacle isn't where they want it anymore, so they just make a junction box out of it, and then they cover it with drywall compound and make the junction box disappear so you can't find it. Well, then when you're trying to troubleshoot your problem, the electrician can't find it either, or then they put a sound tracer on the wire and they find out, oh, we got a hidden junction box here. We have personal friends who sold their home and moved into a rental while they were analyzing where they were going to buy again. They had to move out of that home. The lighting in it was so dangerous. And it, too, was a flip home that somebody was just renting. More when we get back. We'll be talking to Ken and Judy and talking flipped homes.